This issue is really a cause for concern in Zimbabwe because the rate is very high and it ranges from the young people to the elderly people, but you cannot think that someone can rape such an elderly person. So it's really a cause of concern, especially for us human rights defenders and as a parent and a mother. It's really a cause of concern.
Mr. Gokova, what should be done to eradicate this scourge?
It's a national problem that is affecting us. This issue is getting out of hand, and I think it is high time we should begin to address men directly and challenge men to say, how do we end this problem? Because what's happening now is we talk about violence against women, we talk about these increasing cases of rape and so on and so forth, but men in our country still remain invisible as if they are not part of this problem. So men need to appreciate that we are part of this problem. We have heard men saying, well, it's not happening in my home, so I'm okay. And what we're saying is that if it is happening next door, then you must be concerned.
In terms of legislating, Ms. Mahlangu, clearly we have enough laws to punish offenders. Still, the problem continues. Where exactly is the problem?
There are two aspects to this problem. One is the implementation, and the other thing is the society as a whole. I think in families, we need to start to talk to our children. We need to be open about their safety, the protection of our children. Because most of the rape, especially in young girls and in the young people, is a girl's relative. And then the family prefer to protect the perpetrator because it's a family member. Normally, the aunties, at times, in some situations, that is really sad. In fact, that is the father. So there is a problem. And perpetrator is a breadwinner. Because of poverty, economic crisis, the mother then or the family tends to look at it. We cannot take a legal action against the person because the person is a breadwinner. So these are some of the things that I think as a society we need to say enough is enough. Let us protect the innocent person who's being raped and then let the law take its course against the perpetrator.
As you have said, we have got a number of laws that we can use to reduce the levels of violence and rape cases. But I think what is also needed is a complementary campaign in terms of awareness raising so that people are aware that they shouldn't be doing the things that they are doing. Particularly men, I'm talking about men should be made aware that they should not violate women's spaces, they can violate women's bodies. I think this needs to stop.
If I may zero in on a specific case, Ms. Mahlangu, a few years ago we saw Mr. Mugabe pardoning a convicted rapist, Godfrey Nzira. And the question really is, should presidential pardons apply on rapists?
Presidential pardon should really consider that there are crimes that cannot be pardoned, especially like the crimes of rape. Can you imagine if someone is supposed to serve 27 years and then as a victim, I think that person is out? If this encourages a lot of people to say, okay, I can always grab someone, I can then make it to pardon, or I can bribe my way out. That's what I'm saying. If there's something is wrong with the system. This pardon was incorrect and it was inhuman and it was very insensitive to the victim.
Mr. Gokova, for this campaign to be really effective, what should be done? How should it be carried out?
What we need to do is to ensure that all those people who are responsible for ensuring that their laws are respected should also go through some kind of preparatory training. We cannot assume that because you are in government as a man, you understand what is at stake. So I think awareness programs must also target officers of government. And then at another level, we should be going at a level where we are also targeting men who are in the street and in the various institutions that exist in the country. But I think that a lot of publicity is required now. Let's take advantage of this launch so that we can begin to put a lot of material on the media.
Briefly, Ms. Mahlangu, your final take.
What Gokova is saying is that we should really intensify the campaign. But the other thing that I think we need to really look into is the victim-friendly police station, because at times they're not that friendly. Because I, as a college incident, where a victim went and tried to report to the police officer, manning that office asked, what did you do?